It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, as he does throughout the season, and I thought we'd be done by now, but we're not, and we've got more on the way, is Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. Brett, you know, just when we think winter's over, it says, no, here we go, and now we got more things that we got to deal with, right?
Yeah, wow. You know, that first week of spring was very spring-like, and then we were right back to winter over the weekend with pushing upwards of 20 inches of snow along the Manti skyline. So that was a pretty good shot, and it was cold. It felt like January. And there were some avalanches triggered up there. Small pockets, small snowmobile-triggered avalanches, and a few natural avalanches as well from the wind-drifted snow. So we're not through with this just yet.
I think the one thing, and you and I just alluded to it before we came on the air, is the fact that, you know, the calendar tells us that it's spring, and then we get lulled into this false sense of security, as you said, because the weather got really, really nice. And now here we are right back into it, and we're expecting more storms this weekend, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. So, and typically in the springtime, we do deal with fairly safe avalanche conditions. And it's in the big picture, is it's not all that dangerous out there right now. But, you know, you don't want to just think, hey, it's springtime, hey, it's safe up there. You need to continue to pay attention, because what happens in the spring is that things change drastically from day to day. Today we have, you know, a very mild avalanche danger up there. The next thing you know, the wind blows, and we get some new snow, and the avalanche danger spikes. And then it can stabilize and become safe again in a relatively short period of time. So it's rapid transitions, and so, you know, while we're dealing with a manageable situation up there, if you're paying attention, just don't let your guard down. That's kind of the message. Keep paying attention when you go into the mountains. Conditions up there are fantastic, so it's a great opportunity to get in some of those last days of winter. But don't let your guard down, and continue to look for all the stuff that we talk about when we're talking about avalanche safety.
And I think the other thing that we need to hit on as well is, yes, it is Easter weekend, but then next week here in our area, we're on spring break. So this means a lot of teenagers, maybe a lot of high school students that might try and venture out on their own and go up in the mountains and have some fun because they're off school. But that doesn't mean that we need to stop with everything. You know, it's you got to do your due diligence still, correct?
That's right, exactly. And part of that due diligence, as we always say, Dave, is checking that daily avalanche forecast. Check that thing out. It's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning, and it'll tell you what kind of conditions to expect when you're going up into the mountains, what to look out for. When you're going up there, is it safe or is it more dangerous on a certain day you're going up? That's your best resource, especially at this time of the season when the conditions do change rapidly. Get that information, and then you know what to expect. Pay attention while you're up there, and that's the best way to have a safe day of recreating up there.
And as we said, you know, this weekend we're expecting more storms. What are your projections kind of looking like for the weekend up there?
Yeah, you know, it looks like the water and snow numbers are more impressive than just when I was looking through the weather model information yesterday. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a foot plus by late Sunday. So this should be another good period. You know, it's going to kind of trickle in through the weekend, and we should see a foot of snow, somewhere around an inch to an inch and a half of water with that storm. So it looks like it could be a pretty decent storm. And again, check that daily avalanche forecast as conditions will change rapidly.
All right. So once again, always, as we always say, Brett, you know what? You can go out, go have a good time, enjoy yourselves, but just recreate safely and know before you get out there what's going to happen, really. And that's, I think, what we try and focus on every week when we talk about these things.
Exactly. You know, and like I've been saying, it's the avalanche danger is not all that great, but you need to pay attention to stay out of trouble. There's certainly potential for injury or for someone to get buried if you're not paying attention out there. And that daily avalanche forecast will tell you what the conditions are to expect when you're getting up in the hills. That's UtahAvalancheCenter.org where you can find the daily avalanche forecast.
All right. He's Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And as always, you know, check out that website. Make sure you get the information that you need before you head out there. Brett, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. And maybe we'll talk again next week. We keep thinking that we're done talking, but then Mother Nature has different ideas.
Yeah. We'll let weather dictate, and I'll contact you there sometime midweek.
Sounds great. Once again, Brett, thanks so much. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.